Hunters in the state of Wisconsin are seeing a slow start to the state's 9-day gun deer season. It's Wednesday, November 25th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, the Menominee Indian Tribe of Wisconsin has seen a sharp decline in overdoses this year. And the Zox Social Club is still thriving in Janesville, but a city redevelopment plan could change its future. Stay with us.
Larry is news you can use.
Thank you, Larry. It's great to be on your show again as we move inexorably towards spring.
You're wondering how hot this summer is going to be?
You know, everything has been a month early this year.
Well, I think we got warm in February.
We did. This year was just this year was weird across the board, as we all know.
The Larry Mueller Show, weekday mornings at 11 on WPR News.
Wisconsin hunters are seeing a slow start to the state's 9-day gun deer season when compared to last year. Danielle Kading has the details.
Early data from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources show hunters killed roughly 89,000 deer through opening weekend. That's down almost 2% from the nearly 91,000 deer registered at the same time last year. DNR Deer Program Specialist Jeff Pritzel says the dip was expected with a late season start further from the rut. But he says some hunters could still fare better.
We might actually see numbers pick up a better pace where hunters were fortunate to get some snow on the ground.
So far, hunters in Winnebago and Washera counties have bagged more deer than last year, but they killed far fewer deer in Ashland and Clark counties. The DNR sold roughly 541,000 gun deer licenses through Sunday, and no hunting injuries occurred. The hunt runs through December 1st. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Since this spring, Milwaukee has been planning to revamp its zoning code, allowing duplexes and triplexes to be built in neighborhoods of single-family homes. They'd also make it easier to build large apartment buildings in commercial areas. Planners say that allowing more houses to be built would slow down rising rents in the city. According to city planner Amy Oath, it could also create a customer base for new businesses, such as grocery stores, in food deserts.
By increasing density, some of our neighborhoods that have the most businesses and people and walkable environments have the greatest density and mix of housing. So it's kind of a chicken or an egg.
But after critics argued that more development would actually raise housing costs, the city extended the public comment period for changes through the end of this year. A running community in Madison is urging the university to alter its plans for the new football practice facility on campus. The plan includes a smaller indoor track than the one that stood for nearly 70 years. This summer, the University of Wisconsin-Madison demolished the aging Camp Randall Memorial Sports Center, commonly known as the Shell. In its place, the university is building a new indoor football field, strengthened conditioning center, and indoor track. But both track athletes at UW-Madison and runners in the Madison community say the new space is too small. Madison runner Paul Miller also worries that community members will not be able to access the track, and they've been running at the Shell for decades.
We're not saving lives with this track, but it's about healthy lifestyle and being part of the community. UW-Platteville, UW-Whitewater, they have indoor facilities, so this is a frustration.
UW-Madison says the new football facility will make the school more competitive in Big Ten athletics. The Menominee Indian Tribe of Wisconsin has seen a sharp decline in overdoses this year. As Joe Schultz reports, cases resulting in hospitalization or death are down at nearly 70%.
The tribe recorded 19 overdose deaths in 2023, but only three so far this year. That's according to Addie Caldwell. She's on the tribe's drug addiction intervention team. She says making an overdose reversal drug more widely available played a major role in the decline.
That's probably our number one thing that changed within this community to help drop our overdose rates. It was something that was made available to anyone and everyone. And I think that alone did so much for us.
She says the tribe also made community education aimed at reducing the stigma around addiction a major focus. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, for about 90 years, one bar has been a staple for Southside Janesville residents and General Motors workers. but the city is deciding whether or not to redevelop the land the bar sits on. In today's Wisconsin Life, we'll hear from some regulars of the Zox Social Club. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep. When you roll out of bed, bleary-eyed and groggy, if you're like me, the first thing on your mind is getting something to wake you up. So turn on the radio. NPR's daily news program, Morning Edition, has been working through the night to get you the news you need. It's as essential to your morning as a good cup of coffee. So hit the ground running by listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.
Weekday mornings from 5 to 9 on Wisconsin Public Radio.
And finally, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCullum with the story of a beloved dive bar with an uncertain future.
The old GM assembly plant on the south side of Janesville is mostly 240 acres of rubble now. But the old GM workers bar, Zox Social Club, is still there, and it's thriving. As city redevelopment plans are threatening its survival, WPR's Nick Rommel met the bar's owners and regulars during an open mic night to talk about why this bar matters to them.
Well, it's really special to be able to do this with these guys up here, a song that I wrote. Every time we do it, it turns out different. It's real special. So here's going to be a song called The Journey.
I'm Desiree Wilson.
And I'm Andy Wilson, and we both own and operate Zox Social Club here in Janesville, Wisconsin. It is the island bar in a concrete ocean.
There's no grocery store over here anymore. There's not a lot of things over on the south side for people to do anymore.
Yeah, GM was the main reason people were in this area, you know.
This mask you see is not the one for me. I'll be changed by the end of my journey.
My best friend, who has since passed away, but we used to build lowrider bikes and we would take him for test rides down the Ice Age Trail. Well, he wanted to go through the GM parking lot just to look at it because it was already closed, but it wasn't torn down. And we got chased out by GM security. We came back in here, we asked the owner if we could bring our bikes inside. He said, yeah. He was just like, you know, you guys want to work here? He's like, sure.
It was very much a goofy bar. Like, you came in here to be goofy and have fun. Like holding a beer with a Chuck E. Cheese head on. Like, it's just silly. Like just people running around in hot dog costumes and...
Freedom's just another word for nothing left to do.
We both were like, we both love Zox, and we don't want Zox to not be there.
And we're like, we can't let that go to somebody else who might just bulldoze it and turn it into another parking lot.
So within 3 months, we bought a business, got married, and had a baby. Terrifying. It was hard.
Not for me and my brother and my baby.
The way this bar is shaped up, you can, like, people from across the bar that don't know each other will end up in conversations. Like, people that don't know each other end up becoming friends because that just is how it is down here.
My name's Tanya Alparti. I've been singing these songs for like 6-7 months with Zox now. In the beginning, whoo, they were bad. But over time, like after weeks of getting to know people, and like even if I mess up, no one's here to laugh at me. It's always been love here at Zox. This is like, I hate to see it go.
The city has determined that this area is a blighted territory. Their only choice, really, to make that happen is to claim eminent domain.
So they have to get us out.
My real name is Tyler Swenson, and everybody around here calls me Scrape. Right across the side street on the corner was my grandpa's bait shop. And we lived in an apartment, so every day I could like be playing video games, come out in the bait shop and stick leeches on my fingers. You know, I grew up on this river and around here with a lot of these people. And most of the regulars around here, I don't know. If they were to lose this place, they might not have anywhere else to go.
Word is said you was high, that was just a lie.
WPR's Nick Rommel brought us the voices of Zoc's Social Club in Janesville. The bar's fate is currently being decided by the city. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.
And that'll do it for this Wednesday. Thanks so much for being with us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. Don't forget, we will have podcasts tomorrow and Friday throughout the holiday season, so make sure you hit subscribe on your favorite podcast app, and we'll be there automatically for you tomorrow and Friday. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.